Liberal Fascism, the Secret History of the American Left, From Mussolini to the Politics of Meaning, by Jonah Goldberg, narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2007 by Jonah Goldberg. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jonah Goldberg and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Everything you know about fascism is wrong. George Carlin. And the poor have been systematically looted in this country. The rich have been made richer under this criminal fascist president and his government. Applause. Cheers. Bill Maher. Okay. James Glassman. You know, George, I think you know. Do you know what fascism is? Carlin. Fascism when it comes to America? Glassman, do you know what Nazis are? Carlin, when fascism comes to America, it will not be in brown and black shirts. It will not be with jackboots. It will be Nike sneakers and smiley shirts. Smiley. Fascism. Germany lost the Second World War. Fascism won it, believe me, my friend. Marr. And actually, fascism is when corporations become the government. Carlin, yes. Outside of a few academic seminars, this is about as intelligent as discussions about fascism get in America. Angry left-wingers shout at all those to their right, particularly corporate fat cats and the politicians who love them, are fascists. Meanwhile, besieged conservatives sit dumbfounded by the nastiness of the slander. Bill Maher, to the contrary, fascism is not when corporations become the government. Ironically, however, George Carlin's conclusion is right, though not his reasoning. If fascism does come to America, it will indeed take the form of smiley face fascism, nice fascism. In fact, in many respects, fascism not only is here, but has been here for nearly a century. For what we call liberalism, the refurbished edifice of American progressivism, is in fact a descendant and manifestation of fascism. This doesn't mean it's the same thing as Nazism. Nor is it the twin of Italian fascism. But progressivism was a sister movement of fascism, and today's liberalism is the daughter of progressivism. One could strain the comparison and say that today's liberalism is the well-intentioned niece of European fascism. She's hardly identical to her uglier relations, but she nonetheless carries an embarrassing family resemblance that few will admit to recognizing.